Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, is this Joyce?
This is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I am actually the head of the project management division. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You said the project management division of Penguin Book Writers, right?
That is absolutely correct. You placed an order with us. First of all, Joyce, welcome on board. I believe you had a few concerns, and I wanted to get over the phone with you to clarify that.
Yes, I need someone I could communicate with, someone who speaks native English better than I do.
Right. Absolutely. Am I good to go? Are you, approving me? I know that English is my second language too, but I believe that I'm making myself pretty much clear. Can we have a conversation here in regards to the process and about your book?
Hold on one second. Is that okay, my love?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, sure. Let's go ahead. Yeah, I think I could understand you clearly.
Okay.
Yeah. What is your first language anyway, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's Afrikaans. I'm from South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Well, just to be on the same page, Joyce, I'm so sorry I'm interrupting you. I wanted to let you know that the project management division, you're going to find a lot of non-native people just for their skill set. See, because project management division is responsible for deliveries, timely deliveries, communication, all of that. Rest assured that none of us, non-native people, we won't be working on your book, okay? We have native writers and editors, experts who know what they're doing, and we won't be working on your book if that's your major concern, okay?
Yeah, it's just that how can I trust, my editing skills for a paper that I wrote all throughout my college and my master's and my mm-hmm. doctorate degree, even my mm-hmm. English is not enough. I don't get mm-hmm. 100. And mm-hmm. I'm always aiming and looking for someone who's better than me when it comes to editing and criticizing my papers.
Absolutely,
so
absolutely. And that makes more sense.
And mm-hmm. I was expecting this to be the Penguin that my dad recommended to me. My dad is the one who told me to go with Penguin, but he wasn't specific. So when I Googled it while waiting for the call, the welcome call,
mm-hmm.
I was Googling Penguin, and then the Penguin Random House came.
The obvious confusion. Yes, I understand that. A lot of our customers get confused in between Penguin Random House and Penguin Book Writers. Let me just explain to you the difference really quick so that, you and I are on the same page. We were actually part of Penguin Random House a while back, and then we decided to fly solo because of the nature of the services. Let me explain what they do. They are a traditional publication house, okay? On the other hand, we are a one-stop shop. We cover the marketing aspect. If you want a website ready, we do that. We also provide ghost writing and ghost editing services. Now, mind you, Penguin
what
Random
is that
House.
One? What is? I'm sorry. What is the ghost writing?
I'm going to explain that. See, the major difference between us and Penguin Random House is that Penguin Random House will actually take a chunk of your royalties. Once you decide to publish with them, they will take a percentage of your royalties throughout the entire time frame. I mean, if your book is up there for 80 years, 100 years, they will be taking that certain amount from your royalties, number one. Number two, they will also be showing ownership with you on your book. All right. On the other hand, what we do is that we will not be taking any royalties or commissions from your sales. Secondly, we do not take any kind of ownership. So once the book is published, it's going to go solo under your name. That's the major difference between us and them. Plus, we are a one-stop shop, as I said. We provide marketing services, you name it. I mean, everything from start to finish, from book editing, book cover, publication, marketing, websites, applications, all of that, we have it here. So that's the reason why we decided to fly solo. After that, we actually have the copyrights and trademark of the logo and the name that we're using. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been in business. So we have this peace treaty with Penguin Random House that we do not touch their customers and they do not touch ours. And that is, you know, the story behind this entire situation.
Okay,
so Joyce, tell me about your book. I have no idea what your book is, and how did you end up writing this? What is the inspiration? Go ahead.
Okay, so is it okay if you send me what the, the male project manager sent me something in the email that he would be my project manager. Is it okay if we move that to your name so that I could be working with you? Patrick Anderson sent me an onboarding file with his name and everything. Can you send me a PDF document?
Of course. I'm going to do that right after this call, okay? And
okay,
I will also tag you along with my assistant just in case if I'm not available. As you understand that I'm taking care of the entire department, so I do not handle individual orders. But since you and I, we are connecting here and you're understanding what I'm saying, so I'm going to take care of your project. But my my assistant will be tagged in just in case, you know, if I'm involved in something else, I'm preoccupied, she'll be there to assist you, okay?
Okay, and who is your assistant? That would be Patrick, right?
No, that's going to be Rachel Brown.
Okay,
she's an amazing person.
Yes.
You're going to love her.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right, Joyce, back to my question. What exactly is your book about, and what were your plans and your inspiration behind this book?
Okay, so it is it's pretty much a short life story about me, of course, and then it's about my battles also from the military, and my life experiences pretty much all throughout from being a teen. I'm sorry?
You were in the military. Tell me about that.
Yes. Yeah, so in the book, I mean, it's not a book yet. It's just a paper I wrote. It's like a 315-page paper that I submitted to the copyright office. And the military part in it is pretty much like everything that I experienced in the military except for the confidential stuff, like my military orders. I didn't include the specifics in there.
Mm-hmm.
But right now there's a lot of health involved, like medical involved, and the medical treatments that I received pretty much is the focus in the military part of the paper of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I shared stuff pretty much about my treatments, how I'm healing myself, how I will heal myself. And then how my husband is former military too. He's part of the book. I shared a vast amount of a good chunk of information about him, too, and his military experience and how we met through the military, because we both met through the military.
Right,
so
right.
Our love story started in the military, pretty much, and then how he's always been there throughout my treatments, throughout our, like, the whole medical journey that I'm still going through right now as a veteran. I got out July of this year, July 29, 2023.
Okay.
And I started, and then I just, like, a month later after settling into our home from where I PCS'd, where I changed stations from,
mm-hmm.
we moved here from Fort Sill, Oklahoma. We moved from there to here, closer to Camp Lejeune.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm just starting the the medical stuff with the VA, and then I shared that part, the intro part of my journey, in that book too, in the paper. So it's pretty much my journey, a brief summary of the military, but it focuses mostly on my health and what I the wear and tear of the military. And there's nothing bad that I say about the military, but it did cause a very big impact, in a very huge impact on my overall health, which I'm sharing in the book.
Yep.
Like the burdens that I that I carry, the fatigue that I'm feeling, the flashbacks, the trauma, the military trauma. Pretty much military trauma is in the book.
That's a lot. And Joy, I must tell you that I honestly appreciate being a part of this book, because I am always the one encouraging and empowering women. And I want to say this to you, that you are a very strong woman.
Thank you. That's why I'm very, you're going to make me cry by saying that.
Oh, no, you don't need to cry. You got to be proud of that. And I'm so proud of you, although I don't know you, but I'm really proud of you that you've taken the step. By the way, what motivated you to actually move forth and, you know, bring your story out in the light?
Okay, so that is in day two of my writing in the book.
Okay.
I shared that, what got me to that agreement with myself.
Okay.
I was... My husband really encouraged me, and my dad really pushed me also. And my husband encouraged me to go ahead and do what you love doing, which is writing. And I shared that with my dad too. And my dad said, go ahead and write at least 300 pages, is what my dad said. So my dad challenged me, and my husband supported me. So.
Amazing, amazing. That is so nice, Joyce. I must tell you, let me just tell you a little bit about my background, too. I actually came from a third world country. You know, South Africa is not very well developed, although the services and facilities are good there. But the mindset, you can say, or the paradigm, it's there. You know, people still think conservative when it comes to people like us. So I actually wanted to do something in life, and my family wanted me to just get married. So I ran off from there. I came here like 12 years ago, you can say, almost 13 years ago, and I started to build myself from nothing, Joyce, from nothing. I worked hard. I did two jobs a day. I got here. Finally, I found something that I'm passionate about, and this was like, you know, when you find that click, it was there. When I started doing this, I was like, you know what, this is my passion. I want to do this. I want to bring forth stories like mine, similar to mine. Hopefully I get to write my book one day. I've started it, but I'm never getting the courage to finish it, you know. You need a lot of courage for that. So I always appreciate people, who are relatable. So thank you so much for making me a part of this. Okay, Joyce, I want to walk you through the next steps. So basically, I'm going to go ahead and roll out an email to you, or probably you're going to receive an email from Rachel. What you need to do is provide the paper, the paper that you have, the manuscript, the raw manuscript that you have. Once you send that in, along with the brief forms, you need to fill out the brief forms to the best of your ability so that team has maximum information. Once you provide all of those specifications to us, a team will be assigned according to your genre and tone or style of writing. Once they are assigned, they will be evaluating the entire manuscript that you have. By the way, before I move on to that, are you particular about the sequence that you have there currently in the raw manuscript, or can we shuffle things around?
See, I already put like parts in there. Like, I kind of shuffled it myself already.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it, but I kind of like, you know, like, step by step, how it got to that.
Is it in a chronological order?
Huh?
Is it in a chronological order?
You know, it bounces back and forth. Like, it's all over the place. Like, go back to part thing, part eight. So, like, remember what I said in part eight? You know, something like that.
Okay. Is that something that you want to keep in the manuscript, or is the team free to, you know, shift and shuffle things here and there?
I was hoping for it to be as, like, uniformed as it is right now, because I already did, I would like to meet the team who's going to be working on it to see what their recommendations are, the editors, but I prefer it the way it is right now. I think that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to sound. Like, that's how it's supposed to sound in that order. But within the chapters, like within the parts, it can be shuffled within its own, like, paragraph, like its own, like, part.
Sections.
Just not,
I believe you have sections, right? So you're saying that we can shuffle things around within a particular section, but we should not, like, take part something from part A and put it into part B, right?
Yeah, okay. No, because some of it is already in there. Like, it repeats for, like, two or three times in the other parts of the book.
Okay.
Not in all, but yeah, like...
Interesting,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay, I got to see your manuscript now. I'm getting more curious as you tell me stuff about it. Okay, so Joyce, since you mentioned that we should not be really focusing on the transition or the sequence, what we will be doing is that we'll provide you an evaluation report first, okay? So the team will review the entire manuscript, and they will provide you an evaluation report within 7 to 8 working days. And there, they will mention all the strengths of the manuscript along with the weaknesses and recommendations to improve the manuscript. And then once you get that evaluation report, you need to tick mark or approve or reject the recommendations, okay? Since it's your book at the end, if a recommendation makes sense to you, then you let me know that, you know what, Samantha, move forward with this. Move forward with point one or point two, and I don't like point three, so let's skip that. So that's the kind of thing that you'll be doing once you get the evaluation. You'll be providing your approvals on the recommendations, okay? That'll be the first phase of editing, okay?
Okay. And, so it's not going to be a rushed thing, right? Because if there's going to be recommendations, and it will take how many days?
Seven to days? 8 working days. And looking at
for
the
time them to,
line,
like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was
that
just
will,
say. Okay, you.
Yeah,
you.
Is that enough days for them to go through 315 pages?
I was just giving you a rough estimate.
Because it took me months. It took me months to, like, edit. You know, it took me like two months to edit the book.
Well, they dedicate 7 to 8 hours a day, so I think it should be enough. But looking at the dates here, I believe everybody's going to be off for Christmas and New Year's. So most likely you're going to be receiving your evaluation report once we come back, probably on the 1st or 2nd of Jan, okay?
Okay. So throughout the holidays, okay. Okay,
because,
no problem. That's enough time. Yeah, that's
Right. Fine. And we're not want to rush it through, you know, because the timeline is really short. And we don't want to rush something and provide that to you which is not substantial or up to the quality standards. So rather than having them rush through this, we'll give them some time to work through it. And then once we get back from the holidays, you can review the evaluation report, and then we can start off the actual process. By the way, the evaluation is the first phase or milestone of the editing process, okay? Once you approve the recommendations, we will start to implement those recommendations or suggestions onto your manuscript, and we'll be sending that to you in sections. For example, the first 10 to 15 pages, if the editing was extensive, we'll send you 10 to 15 pages. If it was just some minor edits, for example, like typos, spelling errors, or anything like that, you know, regards to the compliance section, we will be sending you like 20 pages, 25 pages. So it completely depends on the number of edits or the intensity of edits, you can say. And that's how you'll be receiving drafts in the second milestone every 4 to 5 working days, okay? So you review the changes, you approve or reject them, you provide your feedback, and then they move on to the next section or the next set of pages. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, so that brings
it's going to be like the editing part alone is going to take a month, is what you're saying.
Yes, that depends on the evaluation report. See, if they think that the manuscript is... well written and there are no major edits, then it might take a month. Usually, when we are looking at a book, let's say, of about 300 pages, and if there are extensive editing required in the manuscript, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions as well. Okay?
Okay, so it takes time.
Yes.
Oh, let me just, just one moment, okay?
Sure.
So the editing part to, like, polish everything up to their standard will take 2 to 3 months because they do the first... How many pages do you do at a time for 5 days or for a week?
Light editing, if it's light editing, will provide you, like, 20 to 25 pages in a batch. So every 4 working days, you'll get 20 to 25 pages. If it's extensive editing, then obviously the page count will reduce.
Mm. Okay. So,
is there any timeline or deadline, by the way, for the book?
Yes. I was hoping for it to be published by my birthday.
And when's your birthday?
Which is February 11th.
February 11th. All right, then. I'm going to go ahead and mark that here so we can try our best to have the book out by February 11th. But then again, Joyce, I'm not committing to anything at this point of time until and unless we see the evaluation report, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Now, that brings me to the final round of editing process. Once we have edited the entire manuscript in different batches, we're going to go through and do a compliance check, or you can call it line editing. Compliance check basically means taking care of the formatting and typos, spelling mistakes, grammar, punctuation, all of that, you know, bringing it into a presentable layout as per the publishing standards. So that will be the final phase, you can say, or final milestone in the editing process. While we are working on the editing process, we will be working on your book cover as well. Do you have any ideas or suggestions or any kind of concept in mind for the book cover?
So my husband made a book cover for me with like a picture of me on Mount Nebo in Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of our favorite pictures, actually, where I'm holding where, you know, there's flowers in the background.
That's fine.
So, and it's very beautiful. It was in Mount Nebo, and it's just a significant picture to us. And
gotcha.
And so, yeah, he kind of made, so what I when I copyrighted the paper,
mm-hmm.
I included, like, my vision or our vision of the book cover already, including
okay.
the barcode at the last page of the paper. So there's a barcode in the last page, and there's also the book cover that we like chose
mm-hmm.
to be the book cover. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that is excellent. I was actually going to recommend you your own picture as the front cover as well, because usually autobiographies, it gives a great sense and essence to the book once you have that portrait picture of yourself on the book cover. So send it through, and we'll see if that is up to the mark in terms of the resolution. If there are any other suggestions, we'll just tweak it a bit and help you out with that, okay?
Yes, please. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So once we have the book cover finalized along with the manuscript, then we move into the publication phase. Publication phase, it's very easy and simple because we already have the final files ready. If you do not have existing accounts for Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble, we'll set those up for you, and then we'll move forward with publication. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And so that would take another long process, right?
No.
Whole,
that's not going to be a long process. It doesn't take a lot of time. If you have existing accounts on these platforms that are mentioned in your package, then it's just going to take barely 10 working days to have the publication done. That's it.
Okay. When you say like Amazon, we have like a regular Amazon user account, like Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
yep.
all we have.
Okay.
Is that okay?
you can choose to move forward with that. See, it completely depends on your banking information. You know, the information that you're going to submit for your royalty transfer from Amazon. Now, that completely depends on that particular information. If it's going to be the same, we'll have to use the existing account because we cannot replicate a new account with the existing information. You understand what I'm saying?
So how is it going to be published on Amazon with my account? It's not a business account. It's just a Prime.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. It's going to be published from KDP, Kinder Direct Publishing. So that is actually under the umbrella of Amazon. Basically, what we'll be doing is that we'll be using your credentials or your account to log in and publish the book. And then you can change the password. But that all comes later, okay? So we'll work on that once the time is
right.
Step
by step.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Okay.
And then I have like a regular like customer account with Barnes and Nobles too, like just a regular one.
That would do. See, again, we will verify all of these things once we are in the publications phase. So you can let us know regarding the accounts. We'll double check those with the publication team. If there's a need to create a new account, we will move forward and do that for you. Otherwise, I think you're good to go. We don't need to create any existing accounts from so far what you told me. So I think we are good to go.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Joyce. One last thing before I let you go. Since you know that you're working with Ghost Editors, you are the author of the book. You can understand this book better than anyone in this world, right? So give them some time to understand the book, okay? And we will need your guidance. You're the boss here, okay? So you need to direct them and guide them in the beginning. Once they get the sync or once they grasp it, the transition, the tone, and all of it, it'll all be a smooth process. But just give them some time to understand the book, okay?
Okay. And you said the editors, it's going to be a variety of editors, or is there going to be, like, only one person who's...
Yeah, it's a team of four members. One of them is the head of the writing team or editing team who's going to be responsible for any kind of conceptual or transitional decisions. For example, if we're talking about the bigger picture, the entire concept of the book. If we need to move things around or work on the transition or the flow, all of that will be designated to this head of the editing team. Then we have the lead editor who's actually going to be adapting your tone and making the edits, literally, in the book. Then we have a proofreader and a formatter.
Okay. All righty.
Okay, so do you have any further questions for me before I let you go?
I wish I could, like, meet you guys in person and see you guys in person.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Maybe we can chat it out someday, you know, have a coffee with your book printed out.
That is something to look forward. That is something to look forward to.
Absolutely, absolutely. Where are you based, by the way?
I'm here in North Carolina, closest to Camp Lejeune. Which is the Marine Corps boot camp.
Nice, nice. I should pay you a visit, you know, after I come back from my vacation. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds very good.
Okay. Thank you so much once again for your time, Joyce. You will be receiving an email shortly. And if you want, you can send the stuff over to Patrick as well. I will transfer the stuff over here. I'm going to have Rachel email you, and I'm also going to be CC'd in that email. I'll be copied in that email so that you have my email address as well. Sounds good?
I appreciate that so much. And sure. I don't have anything against working with men. I come from a men-dominated environment, and that's why right now, as a civilian, being married, I just want to work. I think I could work better with women from now on.
Don't you worry
is what
about
I'm trying
it.
To do.
It's completely fine. That's all right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. Have yourself a nice one, and take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.